Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to this week's Z to A of Life Skills podcast from the award-winning Future Toolbox. We're Jules and Mark, and this week we're going to be looking at the letter A for affirmations.
Hello, hello, hello. Let's get started with a little recap of the January theme and goal setting so far. So the first week we had Eyes for Intentions.
We did, because most people set New Year's resolutions, but we find intentions are more powerful. So we shared with you what our intentions were going to be for this year, didn't we?
Yes, that's right. My word for the year was consistent. So I've been consistently practicing my Spanish still, which I've mentioned on quite a few of the podcasts. I also came up with one last week when I picked up a little bit of a knee injury whilst running, and it's nothing major, but I realised that I'm just not great at stretching. I don't have the discipline to stretch after running. So I said, my intention is to do more stretching.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that every day.
Consistently stretch.
Yeah. For 3 days since I've said it.
But it's a start. It's small steps, as we said. One of the things I wanted to do was be more persistent. So make sure that I'm more focused through the day and try and stop things like procrastination getting in the way. And I think since we've sort of set those intentions, it seems to be working, doesn't it?
It absolutely is. You've definitely been more persistent. So I'm going to big you up here without you expecting this, but you passed a qualification this week, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And that was due to your persistency with studying.
It was. And as we talked about goal setting last week, one of the things that I said was I set a goal to complete the course that I was doing about behavioural psychology. And yes, I got it completed and I got a distinction.
Yeah. What was your percentage pass?
94%, I think.
That's absolutely amazing, isn't it? Well done to you. Yay!
Yeah, and last week we set about giving you some top tips and tools on how to set goals for the next year as well. So I wonder how you're getting on with those.
Yeah, G is for goals. This is actually a chapter in our book, which is Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed, the Z to A of Life Skills, forms the basis of this podcast, of course. I've just turned to the chapter itself and there's a really great quote from Venus Williams, tennis champion. And she said, I don't focus on what I'm up against. I focus on my goals and I try to ignore the rest. And I think that's a really fantastic analogy of being driven and looking at what you're trying to achieve yourself.
Yes. And I think that's the thing with trying to achieve your goals or anything that you're setting out to do is to stay focused on what you're trying to do and not let everything else that's happening around you interfere. Difficult, we know, but it's a practice and it's an intention, isn't it?
It is indeed. And what was really lovely on Sunday, we worked with a really wonderful group that we're partway through a project with at the moment called Power the Mind Networks. And we did a workshop on goal setting, which is one of our favourites. And the focus was looking at setting big goals, but also small goals as well, picking up those little wins. And one of the biggest messages we gave to them at the end was that goal setting isn't just something you do once. It's about going back and repeating the actions. So why not go back and listen to last week's podcast?
Yeah, if you've not listened to it, go and listen to it. But equally, we're very grateful because we've had some people sign up to our Magic Steps to Goal Setting online course that we've released as well.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. So if you've listened to the podcast and you want some more great tools and tips and hints on how to set and achieve those goals, head along to our website and sign up to the online program.
That leads us nicely to this week's topic, which, as mentioned, is A for affirmations. So what are affirmations? Well, the Cambridge English Dictionary describes affirmations as a statement or a sign that something is true.
And that's an absolutely fantastic definition. But when I was doing some research recently, I found another definition. And for me personally, this sums it up perfectly what an affirmation is. It's your daily declaration of self-worth.
Oh, I really like that.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Your daily declaration of self-worth. Fabulous. Really, really powerful, that.
Now, using affirmations can really help to transform the way that you think. It can help you massively with the goals that you've set, so you can align your affirmations to that goal. It can help to increase your confidence, and it can also help you make a positive change in your life. Another great thing about affirmations is very often we're not feeling our best, and at the moment it's the beginning of the year, it's cold, it's damp. Today is very, very windy. It can help boost your confidence. And if you're feeling stressed as well, or if you've got high demands from work or school, or going through setbacks, affirmations, like it said, are declarations of your self-worth. So very powerful.
Yeah, and many people believe that affirmations are only used positively. Some people think they're a bit stupid and even pointless. But what many people don't realise is affirmations could be either positive or negative. And I know that we talked with Lex a few weeks ago in the first podcast of the year about the language that we put into our minds all the time and the self-talk. And these effectively are affirmations. So we're using them all the time without realising.
That's absolutely right. And the problem with your negative thoughts that you're having is that they can become what we call self-fulfilling prophecies. Meaning, because you're saying that all the time, you're actually almost willing it to happen. So yeah, the more times that you hear these negative statements, the more that you'll start to believe they're true. And whether it's you saying it to yourself or maybe somebody else tells you these negative phrases, you're using them as affirmations. And it might not sound good news, but the great news that we can tell you today, it will work with positive statements too. So the more times that you say something positive to yourself, the more chance that you've got of it actually happening.
Turning back to the negatives again, I guess it's a little bit like a child being told they can't do something or being told no all the time. Now, I remember when I was a kid growing up, we used to go out for a meal every week at this really, really nice restaurant in Northampton. And there was a little dish of seafood there. And I used to look at it and go, oh, what's that? What's that? And my mum, bless her, used to say, oh, you won't like that. It's cockles and mussels and all sorts of stuff like that. And one week I tried it and I remember sitting down and absolutely loving it. And this is not to prove my mum wrong, of course. But it was really, really strange that sometimes in that situation, I actually end up enjoying it. But we tell ourselves, or we're told that we won't like something. We're told that we're useless. We're told that we're not good enough. Or we're told that we're clumsy or you can't do something. And these statements have such a negative effect on both the conscious and the unconscious mind.
That's true. And once you start to believe this, then your behaviour will actually match your thoughts and your beliefs. So what we're saying to you, it's very important that our affirmations to be positive ones. So think of what we call the three P's. If you're going to create an affirmation, make sure that it's positive, that it's present, so it's now, it's not from something in the past, and make sure that they're personal. It's personal to you. We said about that earlier, didn't we, about when you set your goals, about making sure that you stay on track and just focus on what you want and try not to let what's going on around you affect it. So yeah, remember the three P's. Keep your affirmations positive, present, and personal.
So that leads me to some affirmations. What's your favourite, most famous affirmation in the world?
My favourite one is by a gentleman called Henry Ford. And we use this a lot in schools and communities, our sessions that we do. And the quote is, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And a lot of people look at me afterwards and go, what? They don't quite understand it, do they? But it's so, so true. If your mindset is saying to you and your affirmations are saying, I can do this, then you're right because you can do it. But if the thoughts and the words that you're using are, I can't do this, then you're right again because you're telling yourself that you can't.
Yeah, and the chances are you probably won't, will you? I like that one. If you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford. Now, one of my favourites, and it's actually in the Z to A book, Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed, we have a chapter which is ironically called I is for I am the greatest. Who said that one?
Oh, Mr. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Now, Muhammad Ali would repeat that affirmation over and over again. He would say, I am the greatest. So it is positive. It's also in the present because he was always saying, I'm the greatest, even before he'd won world championships. And it was obviously personal because it starts with the word I. But he would appear on TV and say, I'm the greatest. He'd be in newspaper interviews, pre-fight press conferences. And even in the ring, he would face his opponent, stare him off and go, I am the greatest.
Imagine being faced with that. That will knock your confidence, won't it? Before he's even punched you.
I wouldn't want to be hit by Muhammad Ali. But the whole point there is it's positive. So he never said things like, do you know what, one day I might be okay. I might win something if I'm good enough, but maybe I'm not because somebody told me I wasn't.
Yeah, that's a brilliant example of using affirmations to achieve the goal that he wanted. But there's many people that we know that have used affirmations to enable them to achieve their goals. For example, you've got the actor Jim Carrey and Will Smith. They use them all the time. And singer Lady Gaga, she's famous for using them.
It's always good to hear examples of how affirmations has helped celebrities create their success. But what about us, the average everyday person? How can we use positive affirmations? And more importantly, where can we use them? Well, I guess if you're an adult, a parent or somebody at work running your own business, then perhaps you could use them to raise your confidence before, say, doing a presentation or going into an important meeting or even a job interview.
Yeah, what about exams?
Yeah, if you're a young person as well, that would fit really, really well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you could use it to help raise your confidence and just feel better about going into that exam.
And even things like first thing in the morning, just boosting your confidence and self-esteem. So you said earlier, it's pretty grey, miserable and wet in January. So getting up in the morning and making yourself feel really, really great, this will improve your productivity or even it could help you overcome a bad habit.
Yeah, it can. And something else that is brilliant about affirmations, it can help you to control some of the negative feelings that you have, such as if you're frustrated because you're not getting to where you want to be as quick as you want to be, or if you feel a bit angry or impatient. Affirmations can help with those feelings.
Now, the big question next is, what affirmations could people use? And if I go back to Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed and the chapter on this, we picked some affirmations that people shared with us. And one of them I actually use every day myself, which is happiness is a choice. I'm going to be happy. And every morning I think that I have the choice of what today is going to be like. So I'm going to choose to have a happy day. Even if I'm not feeling particularly energetic or if I'm feeling a bit tired or wiped out, that is my choice how the day is going to go.
Now I wake up every morning as I get out of bed. My affirmation to myself is I am worthy. And I stick with that every single day. And it really helps me. But you might be sitting there listening to this and thinking to yourself that affirmations, well, maybe they are unrealistic or maybe it's just wishful thinking. But try looking at positive affirmations in this way. Now, many of us do repetitive exercises to improve our physical health. Mark, you go running really, really regularly, don't you?
I do.
And I do a lot of weightlifting and exercises to strengthen my muscles and keep my body nice and strong and healthy. But affirmations are like exercises for our minds. These positive mental repetitions can actually help to reprogram your thinking, your thoughts and behaviour and help you to begin to act and think differently. So think of them just like you're exercising that you do.
Yeah, so let's have a look at how to do an affirmation workout. And again, going back to Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed, we've got a 5-step process to try out in order to create an affirmation. So step one is stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself.
Oh, that's scary sometimes, isn't it?
I know. This is going to be the bit where you have to slightly get outside your comfort zone. And it may be a good idea to do this on your own. So step one, stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself. Step two is to say your affirmation out loud. And if you say something out loud, it's more powerful than just thinking it in your mind. So for example, if you're reading a book or a paragraph from something from a really good book, you're actually hearing it as well as reading it. So say your affirmation out loud. Step number three is repeat it, but say it a little bit louder than the first time. Step number four is do it again, but a bit louder. And step number five is read it out again. They're really simple steps, aren't they? Basically, stand in front of a mirror, say your affirmation out loud, and repeat it a few times, but just a little bit louder. Every morning, when I get up, I just glance at myself in the mirror, and I say, with a bit of posture and a bit of belief, happiness is a choice. I am going to be happy today.
And he usually is happy.
I do my best.
Now, one of our goals a few years ago was to get our book, Don't Get Your Neck Tattoo, published. I can remember sitting and thinking about being an author and having massive imposter syndrome, thinking, I'm not an author, I can't write a book. And since doing that, and then obviously our subsequent books, a number of our friends and colleagues have actually come to us and said, oh, wow, I'd love to publish a book, but they'd lack the confidence. And they say things to us like, well, I'm not a good enough writer, or nobody will read my book because who cares what I've got to say?
Yeah, I'm
rubbish
at that.
We sort of had that a little bit, didn't we? And they also, the thoughts are, in terms of writing a book, for example, the negative affirmation will be, I can't write a book, or I don't have any ideas, or I need to get a publishing deal, and that's pretty much impossible. And as a result of these beliefs, a lot of people don't actually start taking steps towards that goal of writing a book.
Yes, I guess we talk ourselves out of things before we even start them, don't we? And we have to remember that that first step is generally the hardest one to take.
It is. And one of the things that I like to encourage people to do is, if we look at the statements that some people have said to us about wanting to publish a book, saying they can't write, and all the different ones, the examples that we've just gone through, is to change that statement. So instead of saying, I can't write, say, I'm an excellent writer.
Another really good one as well is to say, the world needs my book. The world needs to read my story.
Yeah, now, obviously, not everybody wants to be a writer, but that was just an example. But a great exercise to do is to give yourself a moment to sit down and write down the negative thoughts that you have about your goals, your achievements, what you want to do, or even just about yourself. Write them down in a book as a list, and then draw a line next to it so that you can then, on that side of that page, change that thought, change that language into a positive. So, for example, if you are saying, I am not worthy, you can change it to, I am worthy. I'm using that just purely because that's my affirmation every single morning.
Yeah, I guess if somebody was saying, you know what, I'm feeling pretty miserable, or the world's not very good at the moment, then you could say, happiness is a choice. I'm going to be happy today.
Do you know, another great thing to do, and we are such advocates for this, I would also write in your journal every single day your affirmation, or start your journaling with your affirmation. If you journal in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, whenever you do it, write your affirmations in there too, every single day.
I was reading the other day a really great tip about affirmations, and it said, make sure your affirmation is credible and achievable. So for example, I'm going to use Muhammad Ali's again. He said, I am the greatest. Now we're talking about a guy who became the greatest, but was it achievable and was it credible? Well, Muhammad Ali had the ability with the goal that he set to be the champion of the world in boxing. Yeah. So his goal was credible and achievable.
Yeah, that's absolutely great advice there. Keep it credible, achievable, and obviously realistic. Because after all, affirmations, they're not magic spells. And if you can't believe in them, it's unlikely that they're going to impact your life.
So I think it's time to give these guys a call to action. It's yes. Your time to create an affirmation. So remember the three P's, positive, present and personal, when you come to set that affirmation. Now, affirmation plus habit equals success. And next week in our podcast, we're going to be doing
the influence of habits.
Yes. So the letter is H for habits.
One of my favourite ones.
We look forward to seeing you next week. And thank you for listening to this week's A is for Affirmations.
Carry on following us on our Z to A of life skills.
You can find us on our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk. We're also on social media, on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok.
Plus, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which has loads and loads of videos and excellent tools on there. It's a wrap for this week, so we'll catch you next week.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.